More news stories now. Secret door leads to a new cabaret club in a city pub. Radio station close to ending 2-year search for a new home. Council's cost pledge to help families battling soaring energy costs.
From burlesque acts to stand-up comedians, a new secret cabaret club with a speakeasy feel has opened below an Irish pub in Norwich. It's called Potheen, named after the Irish moonshine, and is located below Pogue Mahone's in the Prince of Wales Road. The pub was opened by a seasoned publican, Aidan Mahone, 51, in December last year, who ran venues in the city for 20 years, including Delaney's and the Doghouse. It has a 1920s feel and is set over 4 floors, with a new cabaret club in the basement with a stage. To start with, Potheen is to open on Friday and Saturday nights from 9 p.m. until the early hours, with acts performing from 11 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. It has free entry with table service and its own bar, which includes Prosecco and wine by the bottle, Irish whiskies and, of course, Guinness. Pogue Mahone's is open to all ages during the week, but Friday and Saturday nights it is limited to over 25s. To gain access, people need to go to the main Pogue Mahone's bar and can request a password. They go outside and down the stairs to a secret door and ring the doorbell. This will flash a light at the basement bar to alert staff, and the customer is allowed in if they know the password. To add to the excitement, the act's performings will not be advertised, and it's a surprise on the night. This will include burlesque acts, singers, stand-up comedians, drag acts and musicians.
Norfolk police officers have called for an informed open debate over what the public wants the force to concentrate on amid a dramatic increase in mental health-related call-outs. The body representing rank and file officers in the county said cutbacks in support services for people in crisis had left police to pick up the pieces. It comes after the new head of the policing inspectorate, Andy Cook, told MPs that up to 40% of officers' time is now taken up on mental health calls. Norfolk officers saw a 65% rise in so-called 91 Section 135 incidents, which gives them the power to enter a person's home and take them to a place of safety so an assessment can be carried out in 2020-21. The pandemic also saw 632 Section 136 incidents, where police have the power to take people to a place of safety, up 20%. Andy Simmons, chair of the Norfolk Police Federation, said, "Who else do members of the public call when someone is having a mental health crisis? Most services close at 5 p.m. on weekdays and are not available over the weekend. Of course, we should be called if a crime is being committed or the person in crisis may cause harm to others or themselves. But when we do, it means we are left holding the baby until other services become available to take on the responsibility." The Police Federation has called for a public conversation on what the government and public wants officers to concentrate on. Preventing and detecting crimes should always be our bread and butter. But with us being so thinly spread, we risk losing the confidence of the public in this respect, said Mr. Simmons.
Ukrainian-speaking translators have been hired by 2 councils as the number of refugees issued visas to stay with Norfolk families increased to more than 250. Broadland and South Norfolk councils have employed 3 translators to ease the transition of refugees into their new homes after fleeing their home country following the Russian invasion. Alison Thomas, South Norfolk Council Cabinet Member for Better Lives, said, "These people have lost their homes, their livelihoods and their possessions. We want to do everything we possibly can to ensure that they feel safe, secure and welcomed in our district. Around 150 refugees are heading for South Norfolk and Broadland, almost a third of the overall figure expected in Norfolk. Some are coming under the Ukraine Family Scheme and others through the Homes for Ukraine scheme. There has been criticism of the government over the speed of the process. Former head of the British Army, Lord Dannett, who is sponsoring a mother and son to live in his home near Norwich, said last week it was too blooming complicated.
A community radio station, which provides crucial work experience for scores of volunteers, is close to ending a two-year search for a new permanent home. Future Radio was previously based in Open in Norwich. However, after the youth charity fell into liquidation at the start of the pandemic, it was left homeless. Since then, it has broadcast out of a combination of its previous base at Moton Road in Earlham and out of the living rooms and bedrooms of its many volunteers. But after a hunt for a suitable new home, which has lasted the best part of 2 years, the station is preparing to move into a new base in a former police station on the edge of the city. Providing it is granted planning permission and is able to raise sufficient funds, the station could complete a move to the Box Community Centre in Woodcock Road, Catton Grove, by the end of the year. Christopher Raymer, Business Development Manager at Future, said that if the move gets the go-ahead, it will continue to play an important role in the community through the station's work. The station has been broadcasting in Norfolk for more than a decade. In this time, it has given countless people the opportunity to have their voices heard on air and learn broadcast skills, while also helping to launch the career of Ed Sheeran through its Next Big Thing competition.
The reopening of a major Norwich road will not take place for another month, it has been announced. Sweetbriar Road, which forms part of the city's outer ring road, has been closed since February the 17th after a burst water main flooded and damaged an embankment. Residents and businesses had previously been told by Anglian Water that the road would open by the end of April. An Anglian Water spokesman said, "This is an incredibly complex repair, which has required stringent health and safety measures to be put in place due to the embankment needing to be removed and reinstated. Due to the complex nature of this repair, we expected this work to be completed by the end of May. We would like to thank everyone for the patience while this emergency work is taking place and apologise for the disruption this is causing to road users."
Two beaches in Norfolk have been named among the best in the UK. Wells Next the Sea and Holcombe are in the Daily Telegraph's list of the 20 best beaches to visit across the UK this spring and summer. The publication said of Holcombe Beach, "You don't know the meaning of big sky until you cross the wooden boards through the dunes and tip out onto this vast stretch of sand midway along the North Norfolk coast." It described Wells Beach as a slightly more sheltered and suggested taking a windbreak and watching out for the caprices of the incoming tide. The newspaper recommended eating at the Beach Cafe in Holcombe and staying at Clye Windmill. The only other location in East Anglia included in the list was Warbiswick in Suffolk.
The City Council has stepped up to help families battle soaring energy costs, with two new schemes announced. The Council's policies are aiming to support roughly 100 households in the coming year. The first project is looking to deliver solid-walled insulation to 45 council homes, targeting those with the lowest energy efficiency. A City Council spokesman explained, "A contract of £1.2 million has been awarded to E.ON Energy Solutions, who will carry out the improvements. Tenants at properties selected for the scheme will be contacted directly, and the work is due to be completed by April 2023. Further action to address issues caused by the rapidly rising energy costs includes an initiative to upgrade old boilers to in private properties through the council's affordable warmth grant. The council will replace boilers that are more than 15 years old with modern, efficient, A-rated boilers. They'll also upgrade radiators and provide double glazing where required. It is estimated that around 65 households could benefit from the new grant. A city council spokesman added, "To be eligible for the grant, residents must be a homeowner and in receipt of council tax reduction. Initially, the households will be identified through the council's Healthy Homes scheme."